Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns. Several property insurance reform bills have received final legislative passage, including a measure Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple says will create simple, clear timelines for the claims process.
When I say start the claims process, my expectation is that adjuster comes out and gets your claim started to get money in your hands so that the consumer can start to repair, recover, and rebuild quicker.
Senate Bill 323 will give insurance companies 60 days instead of 30 for a qualified adjuster to start the claims process. Edibles containing THC, like gummies, could soon be illegal in our state. Senate Bill 237 removes a loophole that allows hemp products to contain up to half a milligram of THC per serving or package. Shreveport Senator Thomas Presley used THC gummies as an example.
Nor is there any ability to regulate the amount of servings per bite, which I think is running afoul of what we should be doing in the state, which is ensuring health and safety.
LRN.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Together, along with Keep Louisiana Beautiful, we are cleaning up Louisiana, but we need your help. If you see someone littering on our roadways, you can now do something about it. Report them on the litter hotline at 855-LA-LITTER, and together, we'll let Louisiana shine.
Again, the litter hotline is 855-LA-LITTER. When reporting, capture the license plate and make a vehicle.
The investigation of Ware Youth Center in Red River Parish, prompted by a 2022 New York Times report alleging poor conditions, is complete. Colleen Crane has the story.
We visited the place 9 different times, both announced and unannounced.
State Inspector General Stephen Street says the goal was to determine if Ware is presently a safe and suitable place to house juveniles. He says the investigation provided perspective.
As far as the critical incidents that were reported, you had those 5 highest offending juveniles had an average of 42 incidents each.
He says there were tragic events.
We certainly did not gloss over or attempt to sugarcoat those in any way, shape, or form.
He says changes were made at the facility, and after the 3-year investigation,
we concluded that Ware is presently a safe place to house juveniles.
I'm Colleen Crane.
A Dubuque police officer was killed over the weekend, hit by a commercial truck during a routine traffic stop. State police say 51-year-old Russell Croxton was speaking to the driver of the vehicle he had pulled over when he was hit. Croxton was taken to the hospital, where he later died. LRN.